You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We need to talk about some antidepressants that you may not be able to drive on. Also, an article had in the same study said there's certain sleeping medications you may not be able to drive while taking. Well, really? Really? So I can't take a sleeping pill and drive? Really? Thank God we have these studies that educate us on that. So we'll talk about that. We also have some deaf gerbils that were able to hear again after a stem cell cure. No, the gerbils were in a cage, people. Come on, grow up. All right. We have a gentleman, it looks like, I think, fell in the subway, on subway tracks. And rather than a man trying to help him up so he doesn't get mauled by the train, he robs him. So we're going to talk about that and how not to fall. There's lots of people falling into these subway tracks. More news on how breast cancer screening may be a waste of time. I love those studies. Really? Really? Yeah, waste of time, they say, to breast cancer screen. I don't get that. Yet, Kathy Bates just had a double mastectomy for breast cancer. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We didn't have time in the first hour to talk about the blood pressure medicine that may help slow down Alzheimer's, so I'm going to definitely bring you up to speed on that one. So I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job. Tell my bosses I'm doing my job. You know what? I think the bosses, honestly, I think the bosses are still scratching their head on why I'm even on air. But you guys have been apparently giving them some good feedback, I heard. I don't know. I'm not paying anybody. Some of you have actually called them up and said you like my show. So, and the coughing, I'm really phlegmy today. Boy, this is going to be a phlegmy show. We should talk about that. Oh, yeah, local school came down with the scabies outbreak. At least 40 kids have been affected, more than 110 people total. So we'll talk about scabies, what that is, and why, you know, people who are clean and shower can get scabies too, and what to get when you get scabies, right? Okay, scabies is fun. I know. Oh, gosh, I got to, like, blow my nose. I have no Kleenex here. You know, the microphone thing is kind of soft. That actually looks pretty comfy for my nose. Maybe I'll take off the microphone thing and then I'll just talk it to the metal. You know, you have that soft pad on your microphone. All I know is I'm going to have to blow my nose before the break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. I know many of you like to email because you're so shy. You know, and you think I'm going to, you know, blast your question all over the country. Well, we are on air. But if you do not want me to read your question on air, you know I answer you back. I answer most of you back. I'm on the Truckers Forum. Answer you guys back there. Facebook. Don't forget when you're twiddling around on Facebook. Oh, they say Facebook is making us fat. Yeah, they say actually Facebook. Not eating the ho-hos while you're Facebooking, but Facebook makes you fat. But anyway, exercise your fingers by looking up the Dr. Dahlia Show. And also please follow us on Twitter. Twitter, you get more exercise because tweeting burns more calories than Facebooking. I don't know how that happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So these angiotensin receptor blockers, your Cozaar, Hyzaar, Atacand, Benicar, Diavan, Micardis, most of them they end in an, like Losartan, Irbesartan, Candesartan, real manly sounding medications. Because remember, men didn't like taking the ILs, the ACE inhibitors, Sestril, Benazepril, sounded too frilly. So pharmaceutical companies had to make a manly name like Benicar, Losartan, really manly, birdy sounding blood pressure names. Anyway, that group of blood pressure medicine has been found to slow down Alzheimer's. Not the first time we've heard something like that. These blood pressure medicine class, pretty cool class. Apparently what they did is they looked at a bunch of people who had been in their 70s and 80s and had died. They did an autopsy. They looked at the brain plaques, because what does Alzheimer's do? It leaves plaques of the neurofibrillary tangles within the brain, as opposed to other types of dementia like multi infarct dementia, where you cut off blood supply to your brain multiple times throughout the day or night, you know, whether it be because of sleep apnea or high blood pressure or diabetes, and the brain after a while just starts to lose function because of all the mini infarcts. Infarcts is, I didn't say fart, infarcts. Come on, people. Infarcts. Honestly, I'm going to get a letter from the FCC. Infarcts is where you cut off blood supply. So a myocardial infarction is a lack of blood supply to the heart. A cerebral infarction, lack of blood supply to the cerebral. For some of you with erectile dysfunction, we were thinking about playing with the term, penile infarction, but nobody really liked that because it just sounded too weird. Okay. So they looked at, many people that had died within their 70s and 80s, about 890 patients, took a look at the brains, and the brains appeared that to have less plaques in those that were taking the angiotensin receptor blocker blood pressure medicine class. Again, to review, that's your Hyzaar, Cozaar, Benicar, Atacand, Diovan. If you don't know what type of blood pressure medicine you're on, definitely ask your doctor so you know. Pretty cool stuff. Now, does that mean everybody needs to change their blood pressure medicine to this type? Absolutely not. You know, part of me wonders, is it because these medicines are so darn effective in helping maintain blood pressure that maybe there's this blood pressure plaque link? I mean, there's a variety of things. I mean, we have absolutely no clue why these medications could decrease the plaques. We have no idea why. So that doesn't mean you start switching your medicine. However, if your blood pressure is not at goal and you're still shopping around for a good blood pressure medicine, this ain't a bad class. The only problem with this class is it's a little expensive. All right, we finally have a generic in terms of Cozaar. The other ones I don't think are generic. And if that's the case, it's a little bit more costly. And I'm noticing a lot of my patients need to switch out of these medications to go to cheaper forms. I think Diovan's next. I need to double check that. I've been on radio so much, I haven't been in the office, so I have no idea what's gone generic yet. I'll double check. If you know, please call in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Please educate the doctor on which medicines are generic. But right now, I know Cozaar is the biggie, the Losartan. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, looks like we're coming up on break. I'm going to go blow my nose. And when I come back, we'll talk about some gerbils, and we'll talk about why your antidepressants or sleeping medications may impair your driving. Don't go away.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,732.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.51, $887.76 for a half ounce, or $443.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.51, $887.76, and $443.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Men, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. I got my hanky. I don't like using Kleenex. Kleenex, when you blow your nose, you break it through and you get your hands all wet. See, in medicine, we don't like paper that much because paper will still, you know, transmit fluids. Yeah, cloth does too, but paper just seems to break apart. And then you get direct contact. At least with a nice hanky, you could really soak that hanky up and your hands still feel dry. I love hankies. I learned that from my father. In fact, when my dad died, he had no will. He had no money. But there were mementos and tools because he used to go to people's houses and fix appliances. That's what he did for work. And so, of course, my family raided his house, you know, and took whatever they could. And I, the only thing I asked for were his hankies. Because his hankies, they were clean. His hankies had been washed so many times that they were so soft. And, you know, I'd buy bandanas and I'd wash them and they just would never get to that point because my father's hankies were like 30 years old. And so, of course, you know, my family members were like, fine, if that's all you want of dad's here. And that's what I got, from my dad when he died. And yeah, we inherited my mom because she moved out here to live with us, so that's why. I know. Well, we're gonna have a family meeting about that. Now I love my mom, but I know. So all I got were my dad's hankies, but that's just fine because honestly, they're a lifesend. You know, All right. Okay. Are we done talking about the? Okay. Now I got to tell you, you know, as we hear more and more from the task force and these studies saying there's a lot of, you know, reasons to maybe not routinely screen. Like, we're going to be talking about ovarian cancer screening and why we shouldn't be screening for ovarian cancer. This one article I like, so I'm going to tell you about it. All right. Another study came out saying, thank God, that doing a mammogram will benefit you more than harm you. Thank you. I'm getting so sick and tired of these articles coming out and these studies coming out saying don't do the test. But they say for women between 50 and 70, the benefits of getting a mammogram every 2 years outweigh potential harms. I don't know when they decide to cut it down to 2 years. We're supposed to get them every year. My doctor mammograms me every 6 months. Just because I'm at high risk, it's fun. I don't know. Yeah, so I mean, I have to go every 6 months. But anyway, according to this study, and it comes from Europe. It's a new European study. Yeah. Well, you know, in Europe, a lot of them are topless, right? Right? The beaches are topless, so it's probably a lot easier to get a woman to come in for a mammogram there than it is to America. In America, we don't like to be topless. I also heard, I guess, in Europe, when you buy clothes, I've never been to Europe, when you buy clothes, there's no changing rooms. There's like an area and you just take off your clothes and is that true in parts of Europe? So anyway, I think it's a lot easier for women to go and get mammograms because many of them are topless, I guess, anyway, right? I don't know. No, the Queen of England is dressed. She wears clothes. Now they say, I really need to go. I know. I need a sugar daddy. I love my husband, but he hasn't taken me to Europe yet. They say for every 1,000 women aged 50 to 69 screened every 2 years, they estimated 7 to 9 lives saved. All right, well, screen them every year. Why are they only doing mammograms every 2 years? All right. So what harm could be done by getting a mammogram? Well, radiation. Remember we talked about last week, if you have a young girl under 30, and you do mammograms, if she's more at risk for breast cancer, that could actually possibly put her more at risk. But we don't really mammogram girls in their 30s. We usually MRI or ultrasound if insurance allows it. So at that point, it's moot. I love that. I love that. It's a moot point. There's something about the moo, right? Moot. Is it moot? Okay, Kathy Bates reveals that she had to have a double mastectomy because she was diagnosed with breast cancer several weeks ago. No radiation or chemo. She says her family calls her Cat because she always lands on her feet, and thankfully this is no exception. She's 64 years old. She had battled ovarian cancer in 2003. She won an Oscar for the 1990 thriller Misery. Oh, that was a good one. She's been in multiple sitcoms, etc. So she had a double mastectomy. We don't know too much more what type of cancer, if it was an intraductal, invasive, what it was. But for her to have a double mastectomy, that's a pretty serious step. But here's the thing. If she had ovarian cancer, and she was also, she played Molly Brown on Titanic, the unsinkable Molly Brown. Yeah. For those of you that don't, I know some of you were born in 1990 who listened to the show. So maybe Titanic. Did you guys hear that story a few months ago where many young people didn't realize that the Titanic really happened? They thought it was just a movie. And then when we celebrated the anniversary, not celebrate, but when we commemorated the 100th anniversary of the Titanic sinking in April, a lot of young people were shocked going, that really happened? Is that crazy? What are they learning in history? I mean, I understand Leonardo DiCaprio usually isn't in documentaries, although, I mean, he was in a Nixon film. Did he play, or no, Edgar Hoover. He played Hoover. I don't know, but they thought Titanic was just a movie. I know. Okay, well, let's go on to gerbils. I know a lot of you like gerbils. Gerbils make you guys giggle a lot. Just get through this, please. Just get through this seriously. Deaf gerbils here again after stem cell cure. I don't know why gerbils need to hear. I know they're animals. They have a right to hear. But anyway, but this is cool stuff. UK researchers say they have taken a huge step forward in treating deafness after stem cells were used to restore hearing in gerbils. This is really cool stuff. There's a couple different types of hearing loss, but I believe this looked into the sensorineural hearing loss. right, where the nerves in the ear can't pass sounds to the brain. You have conductive hearing loss where you have a problem conducting the hearing, but then you have where the sound waves get to the ear, it doesn't go from the ear to the brain. So the UK study is published in the journal Nature. They said treating humans is still far off, but at least they were able to make some huge advancements with gerbils. All right. What usually happens is the sounds get into the inner ear, and then the vibrations move these little tiny hairs. And the hair causes an electrical signal. And this electrical signal then gets sent up to the brain. Isn't the body brilliant? Just fascinating. All right. 1 in 10 people have profound hearing loss. Nerve cells should pick up the signal. They are damaged. So what happens if you replace them? So researchers at the University of Sheffield replaced those nerve cells with spiral ganglion neurons. I know, I got to go to Walmart and pick myself up some. These spiral ganglion neurons. And they replaced them with new ones. Home Depot? I don't know. Go online. Check it out on eBay. They use stem cells from a human embryo, which are capable of becoming any other type of cell, right? You know, stem cells. You can make nerve. You can make skin, muscle, kidney. Then they made a chemical soup. And they took the soup, they say, and they added it to the stem cells that converted the stem cells into what they wanted, which were spiral ganglion neurons. Christmas is coming up. Now you know what to ask your wife. They were then delicately injected into the inner ears of 18 deaf gerbils. Over 10 weeks, the gerbils' hearing improved. On average, why does gerbils make us giggle? Come on, we need to be more mature. Come on, people. Over 10 weeks, the gerbils' hearing improved. On average, 45% of their hearing range was restored. I guess you need the gerbil to hear you because, you know, if it's running on that wheel and you're trying to tell it to stop because it's making you dizzy, you want to say stop and you want them to know. Now, they say it's not a complete cure. They still can't hear a whisper, but who can? But they said they would be able to maintain a conversation in a room. Now, I'm really not sure what type of a conversation gerbils have, but I'm sure the American Gerbil Society is excited about this one. They say about a third of the gerbils responded really well to treatment, with some gaining 90% of their hearing. All right, so they were all happy. I don't know what they did. Researchers could tell that they heard, right? Not because they had a conversation with them, but they were able to measure brain waves. They were only tested for 10 weeks. If this became a treatment in humans, then the effect would need to be shown over a much longer time. Duh. Yeah, because who's gonna pay for it? All right, so this is a huge development. How much would something like this cost? I don't know. Having stem cell therapy on your spinal ganglion neurons? Nah. Oh, spiral ganglion neurons. Spiral. What if you wanted a different shape? Okay. These jokes would be funnier on a Friday evening, okay? I know. It's okay. That was funny. Don's giggling. Really, you guys need a better sense of humor. If you're going to enjoy my show, you need to have a better sense of humor, people. Okay, so anyway. Stem cell therapy causing hearing or helping gerbils here. Probably expensive. Probably not covered under Obamacare. There's the story. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Prozac making you too sleepy to drive. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Breaking medical news. I know. All this going on in Yemen and Egypt, and all I get to talk about is the New York City soda ban. Apparently, breaking news is the New York City Board of Health did approve the sugary soda large cup ban today. Yeah, that's the breaking news. You know, it's exciting. I got to start somewhere, you know. I'm not going to be on Fox News or CNN, you know, unless I could prove to everybody that I could give you guys the breaking news stories. All right. So apparently the New York City Board of Health, who I believe is all appointed by Mayor Bloomberg anyway, did approve today the ban on the sale of the large sodas and restaurants, street carts, movie theaters, enacting the first restriction of its kind in the country. Of course, Mayor Michael Bloomberg celebrated it on Twitter. I don't know how you could celebrate on Twitter. I didn't know they served drinks. Yeah, he celebrated with a big Slurpee. He says, this is his tweet, everybody, breaking news. This is Mayor Bloomberg's tweet. New York City's new sugary drink policy is the single biggest step any government has taken to curb obesity. I think it's ridiculous. I mean, you want to curb obesity, curb the French fries, right? Curb the hamburgers. Anyway, the measure, unless blocked by a judge, will take effect in 6 months. The health board vote was the only regulatory approval needed to become binding in the city. The American soft drink industry has strongly opposed the plan and vowed this week to fight the measure by other means. How do New Yorkers fight by other means? What are we talking about? Well, they're New Yorkers. They're tough guys. Okay. They say the plan is a marquee initiative of the Bloomberg administration. Don't you love that? Yeah, mayors have administrations. They do. They run the city. All right. So I guess it would bar the sale of drinks larger than 16 ounces, the sweetened drinks, I guess. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi. I was wondering, that soda pop thing in New York. You know, Dolly, I haven't had a sugar drink. Oh, 25 years, I drink nothing but diet soda. How are they going to regulate that? I mean, how are they going to know when you go up to one of those figures what you're putting in there? I just can't. That is ludicrous. Anyway,
Now
we got to worry about pop wars.
Yeah, no, you brought up a good point. What about diet drinks? Because I'm looking at this now. They say they're just getting rid of the cups. They say the restrictions aren't supposed to affect milkshakes or alcoholic beverages. They say no calorie diet sodas would not be affected, but they say establishments with the self-service drink machines, like fast food restaurants, can't stock cups larger than 16 ounces, which means even though it's not supposed to deal with diet drinks, although honestly, I really don't want you drinking diet drinks for 20, 30 years. That's okay. We gotta scold you on that one, but I hear you. You're right. I mean, if they get rid of the cups, and what if you want the diet drink? Or I don't know. It's government getting in our face. I think it's ludicrous. I really do. Let's move on to more stories here. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about hearing loss in gerbils. Well, a study came out today saying common painkillers are linked with hearing loss in women, especially those under 50. Now, they're looking at acetaminophen, which is the generic of Tylenol, and ibuprofen. Apparently, they said women that take ibuprofen or acetaminophen more than 2 days a week had an increased risk of hearing loss. I said an increased risk of hearing loss. No wonder I have to keep repeating myself on this show. They said aspirin, you're in the clear. Aspirin's okay. The study looked at 62,000 women between the ages of 31 and 48 at the start of the study. Study looked, spanned 14 years, beginning in 1995, concluding in 2009. By the study's end, 10,000 women had reported hearing loss. They say these women used ibuprofen. We see that in Motrin and Aleve, I think. Advil. Aleve is naproxen. I always mix those two up. Okay, but we're talking about ibuprofen. I don't know about naproxen. I got to look that up. You'd think it's pretty similar. They say women who use ibuprofen 2 to 3 days a week showed a 13% increase of hearing loss compared to those who take the same medication 1 day out of the week. Women who used ibuprofen 4 to 5 days a week jumped 21% increased risk. 6 days a week of ibuprofen, 24%. So not only does ibuprofen wreck the kidneys, can hurt the liver, can hurt your heart, cause ulcers, now it can mess with the hearing. I'm not surprised because a lot of my arthritis patients are deaf. I'm not surprised at all. Now, why not men? I think they just studied women. Yeah. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. So I guess they need to find a men's hospital to look at that. It should be pretty easy, honestly. Like a lot of the VA hospitals look at the time frame. True, a lot of veterans are women now. But when I was in training in the 90s, when you took care of veterans, many of them were World War II. Many of them were Vietnam, and many of them were men. So, I mean, if they need a hospital mostly men, they could probably look at medical charts from that time frame. Study author Dr. Sharon Curhan of the Channing Division of Network Medicine for Brigham and Women's Hospital, let me get this one, Kadanamabawa, warned that although these painkillers, to me it never gets old, warned that although these painkillers are household names, they carry potential harmful side effects. They think that maybe these NSAIDs, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, may reduce blood flow to the cochlea. We're not talking about erectile dysfunction. We're talking about hearing loss. The cochlea is in the ear. It's the organ in the ear that helps transmit sound. And they think it impairs its function. So this is cochlea issues. Now, that was a good point. One of you was yelling in the car and I heard you. If NSAIDs may reduce blood flow to the cochlea, they should probably do a study with anti-inflammatories and erectile dysfunction. Why not? I mean, if your cochlea is not getting blood flow, then other things that begin with C may not get blood flow too, right? So good. Okay. Should use repeat. All right. Okay. Come on. But I think the jokes are good today. What's your guys' problem? Okay, the study will be published later this week in the American Journal of Epidemiology. All right. Okay, now there was another thing I wanted to talk about. Am I going to have enough time? Okay, people who take, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Who else would be doing this? 1-877-DOC-DALI. People who take medication for anxiety, depression, or insomnia may be at greater risk for having a car accident than those not taking these psychotropic drugs. Apparently, sleeping medications could impair driving ability. Duh. Researchers from Taiwan said doctors should think about advising patients not to drive while taking these medications. Have any of you had a doctor that said you could drive while taking your sleeping pill? However, okay, so besides all the sleeping pill, we're talking about, like, anxiety and depression medications. Now, we all know about the Valiums and the Xanaxes for anxiety, but they're also including Prozac, antidepressants. Now, many of you that have taken Prozac and antidepressants have complained of being fatigued. Now, I've also heard that some people find their reflexes are down. Some of these antidepressants and how they work, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, calm you down a little bit, curb the edges, may numb you a little bit, so you don't seem to have these highs, these peaks and these lows. You're a little bit more mellow. The problem is if you're mellow, are you going to lose some of that reflex and some of that quick instinct when you drive? Now, I don't think accidents are less in people that are hyper. Because sometimes, you know, when you're on overdrive, you could lack concentration as well. But this is kind of an interesting study. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they?
declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Ta-da! Okay. Oh. Oh boy, that was a very odd music track there, Dawn. Sounded like somebody was singing to it. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Not a very good singer, too, I might add. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget, we're going to Alaska next year. Cannot wait. Going next June. End of the month, flowing into 4th of July. How did you like that flow cruise? See, pretty good play on words. But no, I'm not going to have my period that week. A great cruise. Going to be very exciting. Go to my website and check it out. It should be any day now when the iPhone app hopefully releases the Dr. Dolly app. Yee-haw! No, it's not going to be the one with the games and all that. I still got to work on that. I got to figure out how to do that Dr. Dolly app. But the Dr. Dolly app that we have on Droid will be on Apple, where you get to listen to the Dr. Dolly show anytime you want. Many people can't listen live, and they cry, and they complain, and they get all misty. And no big deal, because now you'll have the Dr. Dolly app on all types of phones. But right now, we only have it on the Droid phone. So if you do have a Droid or an Android, go to the Dr. Dahlia website to download it for free, or go to your app store. Very easy. Not too bad. Not a bad buy. Remember, it's free. Right? And you definitely get what you pay for. So we were talking about right before the break, we were talking about how Prozac and very common antidepressants like the SSRI family could actually put you more at risk for car accidents. And they say it could increase your risk of a car accident by 70%. 70%. All right. I am reading this from, there's a variety of articles. It's all over the place. Drugs.com. It's just all over. They say that patients who have been on the pills for only 2 hours are far more likely to have a crash when they get behind the wheel. Some manufacturers think warning notices on boxes telling patients their judgment may be impaired may be good enough. Others say, no, you need to tell them not to drive. Here's the problem. Okay, when you take these antidepressant medications, what does the doctor usually tell you? Pay your copay on the way out. No, but what else does the doctor tell you? He tells you that it's going to take a couple weeks to kick in. So these medications need to build up. We've talked about the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, where they selectively inhibit the reuptake of your serotonin. So one synapse of your nerve shoots off the serotonin. The other part is supposed to pick it up. Like, you know, Speed. Remember the movie Speed, when the bus had to jump over the freeway that wasn't completely built? Right, there was a big opening, right, and it had to jump over it. Exactly, that's how I look at it, like Speed. So, but not the drug Speed, the movie Speed. Okay, did I just confuse you with that analogy? That was a good analogy. Come on, don't be confused. So, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors basically block the other freeway that the bus is jumping to, so that the bus has to stay midair a little while longer, and then more buses could jump, So you have more serotonin in your system, which helps with your moods, makes you more elated, makes you fall in love with the Dr. Dahlia show. It's great. You get less grumpy. The kids don't seem to bother you as much. Mother-in-law doesn't get on your nerves as much. You concentrate a little bit more. You sleep better. They're good. It works for anxiety and depression. They're nice. So what they're saying is this group of medication, though, can impair your driving within a few hours. Well, if it takes a few weeks for that medicine to kick in and to work, and they say doctors should tell you not to drive, when do you not drive? Now, they're trying to say in this study, it's after you consume the pill in a few hours. I think that's more for like the benzodiazepines, the Xanaxes, the Valium, etc. Absolutely, I don't want anybody driving on Xanax. In fact, when I write your Ativan or Lorazepam or Alprazolam or Diazepam or any of these BAMs, here comes Pam. Whenever I write those medications for you, I actually write only take it at night, right before bed. And the pharmacy tells the patient, I don't know what Dr. Dahlia is doing. You can take this medicine up to 3 times a day. I love the pharmacists. They're right. They're a wealth of information. But I'm doing that on purpose. I'm strategizing. It's strategy, okay, because I don't want you taking it during the day. So if you have a medication that says only take at night, it's going to remind you, you take it at night when you're home and not on your way to work. I live in Las Vegas, so a lot of my patients say, Dahlia, night is when my day starts. I'm like, oh, no, we'll give it, then take it in the morning. So I usually say take it before bed. But usually these medications are written, you could take up to 3 times a day, every 8 hours. So if somebody's taking these anti-anxiety medicines every 8 hours, it's going to impair your sleeping. I'm just a little confused as to what's going on with the actual SSRIs or the Prozacs. Because they said, actually, that increased risk close to 72%. So even more so than the benzodiazepines, which is 56%. So what does that mean? Well, it means that a medication that has to build up in your system could still cause some sort of an impairment within the first couple hours, which means maybe take your antidepressants at night. I always tell my patients to take their antidepressants at night, all right? Like around dinner time, because many of them can make you sleepy. My only worry is, you know, if these are on board and in your system for months, you know, when is the most strategic time to drive? In the morning? I don't know. So, interesting study. So we'll keep you posted on that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Last night I was on a Fox 5 local news talking about a local school that had a pretty interesting scabies outbreak. Over 40 children have been diagnosed with scabies at the Lorne Heard Elementary School on Nellis Air Force Base. From what we understand, close to 110 people, grown-ups and kids, affected. Now, I've gotten many calls and emails going, all right, well, what do we do about scabies? Can this happen to my school? How did this happen? Well, remember, scabies, it's this little mite. And it's a little disgusting little critter. But the mite basically is likes to burrow into skin. And it needs to have skin-to-skin contact usually. Yes, you could pick it up on inanimate objects, but people usually give scabies to each other if they hold hands, if they have sex, etc. Now, these little bites get into the skin and they burrow in and they lay eggs. When you start to itch, it's because of an allergic reaction to the mite that's sitting there in the skin and the eggs. Remember I told you about itching, how itching is a defensive mechanism for the body to try to scratch things out? You start getting red bumps. You start to get a little bit of swelling. It could be in the wrist, under the arms, elbows, knees. Sometimes with kids, you could get them in the scalp. A doctor can sometimes look and tell because they could look in the web space of your fingers. Sometimes they see these burrows or these zigzag marks. Other times we put a little mineral oil on the skin, take a scraping, look under the microscope and could see the mite. Sometimes you could kind of do this ink test where you put ink on the skin, then you wipe the ink off, but if the ink settled into the burrow, you could see the burrow. So there's a variety of things they could do to figure it out. Now, it's easily treated. You could use some Elamite. There's anti-scabies medication you could use, usually a cream. From what I understand, in the local area in Las Vegas, there people are panicking, and we're already seeing some pharmacies sell out of this. You can get it over the counter, but I definitely urge you seeing a doctor, because if your child has a vesicular, bumpy, itchy rash, it may not be scabies, it may be something else. So you definitely want to get that looked at. Once you apply the treatment, basically you put the cream or shampoo on the night before, you sleep with it on 8 hours, 12 hours, whatever, wash it off the next day, that should be fine. You do have to clean the sheets and the bedding and all that and clean the house pretty good. You got to treat all family members, because most likely if one sibling has it, the other sibling has it. From what I understand, you could usually go back to school the next day after you've had a treatment. You'll still itch for the next few weeks, because remember, you could have dead mites, dead eggs still in the skin, and that's going to make you itchy and make you react. Scabies itself won't cause long-term damage to you. However, if these kids are scratching and they introduce bacteria to the scratch, you could get a secondary infection. And the secondary infection, whether it's a impetigo, staph, etc., could be some serious stuff. So that's why we recommend senior medical provider getting it treated. Grown-ups, too. Scabies, we see scabies a lot in the jails. Sometimes we see them in the dormitories. You know, they're very contagious, close contact. So this is just one school from what we understand. But hopefully I gave you guys a good rundown on the scabies. All right, we got another couple hours coming up. So if you could stay with us, please do. If not, have a great rest of the way home, and God bless.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.